if he used a human hanging from rope. Okay, that sounded wrong. But just with the, and I've watched the tutorial where there was like this tiny figure that was holding a rope with his hand.
This is the Beneath the Surface podcast. We are your hosts, Michelle and Julius, and we are here to help you unlock your true potential. Learn from our failures and successes and start understanding what it takes to grow a successful business around your passions.
We are a creative couple originally from different countries who are both able to build online businesses by doing what we love: photography, online marketing, and travel.
Let's dive beneath the surface, become better versions of ourselves, and find success in life. Before this episode begins, remember that there is a video version of this podcast available on YouTube. So head to our YouTube channel, Beneath the Surface Podcast, to watch the video version.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Beneath the Surface Podcast. We are your hosts, Julius and Michelle, and this week's topic is learning. We have both started a new skill with Michelle recently, which is 3D. We both have about a month of experience in the program. And we've gotten quite a few questions regarding how are we both able to learn so quickly and how are we able to create relatively good work in 3D straight from the beginning. And there's a bunch of different factors that play in this. And we just want to dive a bit deeper into our thoughts when it comes to that. And I think our first thing that we want to talk about is school.
Yeah. So as Julie said, we're going to first talk about our school experiences, because probably every single person can relate to this. Not everything that you learn in school you actually like to learn, or I would say you even hate to learn, because in school it works in a way that you basically just gain all the knowledge to pass a test. And sometimes, of course, you might love the topic and you really enjoy learning it, but oftentimes you just think like, why would I ever need this in life? And you just don't really want to learn it genuinely and just want to pass the test.
And this leads naturally to you just storing information to short-term memory, which means that you might have a math test or biology, whatever test it is, tomorrow morning, and your mindset is like, oh, I have a test tomorrow, I haven't studied at all. Of course, some people are more like into school in a way that they prepare for tests weeks before, but I'm definitely not one of those people. I was very much a person who was always like, oh, test tomorrow, like maybe I should look up a bit of something just so I get better grades. So one night before the test, I scribbled through some pages, and this was in high school and in elementary school both. And then in the morning, I remembered everything that I had learned the evening before, but immediately after that, information gone from my brain.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem here is that the main focus is basically on the goal and not on the progress or the learning curve itself and the whole journey. And I think I can go as far as telling that it might even sort of give you the wrong mindset with how learning is supposed to work, because if you want to learn something, it's more about progressing every day. You don't really want to reach a point where you can say, okay, now I know everything. There's always more to learn, and you really need to get the mindset that you actually enjoy doing that and progressing every single day.
Yeah, and in school, you only get that. It's the reward of getting a good grade. Yeah. That's what you're fighting for. It's like, now I have a test tomorrow, and I wish I get, I don't know, in Finland we have from 4 to 10, so I wish I get at least 8.5 or 9 from a test. And this just keeps on going. It can be very toxic for the mind, but students don't really realize it at all. And this, of course, shifts the further you move. So in university, it might be completely different. And there play more factors like teachers and the professors, because they play a big role in how you understand and how much do you actually have to study yourself. Because in elementary school, everything's pretty much given to you. But then when you move further on, it's more about you. And that's if basically the experience you have with learning is what you've learned in elementary school. It's that like, I want a good grade. And you just like study for the test.
Yeah, it's not really good. Sort of like short-term thinking, or you don't really think far in the future. You just want a good grade. But in university, it switches in a way that you might not really enjoy learning something specific, but you know that you will enjoy the point when you actually get the degree and are able to work in that job, and you know that the knowledge is required. And even if you don't really enjoy gaining all the knowledge. That might be two different factors, maybe also teachers or professors or just the topic itself, but you basically need it, and that is sort of your motivation. And yeah, I think you can't enjoy every single thing that you learn in order to reach your goal.
So yeah, our first point is just about the journey. Focus more on the journey when you are starting to learn something new, not to think immediately like, hey, now when I start to do this, I will get this big with 3D or like blah, blah, blah. Like, you need to actually enjoy the journey and build the journey in a way that it's enjoyable for you and that you actually know that, hey, this is the way how I learn the best. We already talked a little bit about the importance of teachers, and this is really important, especially when you're learning on your own. In school, you can't choose your teacher. And that's why a lot of students blame the teachers always. They're like, yeah, well, my teacher is so bad. Like, he doesn't really know, or she doesn't really know how to teach or like transfer the information in an understandable way. But when you are learning on your own, you have the freedom to choose who do you learn from. So when it comes to 3D, let's say you are in the landscape niche. You want to create something landscape related. It doesn't make any sense to try to learn immediately the basics, in my opinion. Because I love to learn things in a way that it goes straight into the point and find a teacher who shows also the basics within those tutorials. If I would have to learn how to like move a cube in my scene or how to do like very, very basic stuff in a program, I don't really have the motivation to continue for long. I sort of want to go straight into the action and find teachers who actually teach the basics while also teaching what I want to learn. And I think we're both the same when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I also think a big reason why we learn so quick might be because we always jump into complicated things and then actually have to problem solve. Because if you follow step-to-step tutorials, I mean, don't get me wrong, those are really good and also really helpful for a lot of people, but we always sort of skip those and just try to make an idea happen that we have in mind. And then, of course, there will be a lot of problems that we're facing along the way, but I think that's what makes us learn quick. We try to solve those problems, and by trying to solve those problems and actually researching how we can solve those problems, we also learn a lot of more things that might be helpful in the future.
Yeah, and in those tutorials that we then watch when we problem solve, we get tiny pieces here and there on the basics as well. If we're like, you don't know how to move around in a 3D scene, for example, the camera movements, then when you watch these tutorials, there might be someone saying, okay, then if you press Control Shift Z, then you can reset this. Or if you like, there's so many tiny things that are taught also in the tutorials that are related exactly to what you want to learn. That's why I think we both want to approach it more in a way that goes straight into the action and just try to sort of force your way into learning a really specific thing. And that's what we've both done now. For example, my first animation I created, I immediately wanted to go into animations. And I wanted to recreate a really complicated piece that had moving water, moving lanterns, moving like boats, swinging lanterns, like so many different moving parts. And I didn't know anything about 3D. And I didn't find very specific tutorials either on those things. But I did find good enough tutorials to translate to my project. So, for example, it could be that in my project I had the swinging lanterns. There's no way I could go to YouTube and just how to make lantern swing. There's no tutorials on that, but there might be other type of tutorials where they show how to hang something from a rope or how to just in general like create a similar idea. And then you can just sort of with common sense understand that, okay, if he used a human hanging from a rope, okay, that sounded wrong, but just with that, and I've watched the tutorial where there was this tiny figure that was holding a rope with his hand. And then I translated that. In my project, I had a lantern, and in his project, he had a human.
Yeah, exactly. And for me personal, when I started 3D, I had no clue in the beginning. I was so overwhelmed of this program, and I think everybody knows that feeling. And if I learned something once, or if I looked at something, how to do something once, it didn't really stick to my brain. I had to really look at it or read it or whatever multiple times in order to actually understand and actually remember it. And that's another really, really important point, which is repetition and creating a routine of basically doing those things.
Exactly. And one thing that I want to also scratch is that you need to sort of get that initial inspiration. And if you don't get, if you just look up beginner tutorials on how to do something, you're not really getting that action or seeing what is possible. You just like learn how to move things in your scene, blah, 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 how to like, what is this section on the interface? What does this menu do? Blah, blah, blah. But if you don't really see, for example, how to create a landscape, no matter how complicated it is, but if you don't see that, you get really like quickly demotivated because the interfaces and stuff and the beginner stuff, it's quite intimidating to watch. It's like, oh, like I could never understand what is going on. But immediately when you see that, oh, this is how you can create a mountain. Oh, this is how you can add grass to your scene. It opens up your mind for possibilities. And at that point, it's just like, I want to learn the technical side. I want to learn how to do this.
Mm.
But if you're just checking Cinema 4D basic tips, you're most likely not going to get inspired enough to even start.
Yeah, 100%. I think inspiration is one of the biggest points. That's also sort of connected to passion.
And also connected to the good teachers. So it's a combination of choosing the right teachers. This might be on YouTube. This might be on Skillshare. Wherever you feel that you find tutorials on your niche. And this relates to everything. Not only 3D or Photoshop or these things, but like music as well.
Yeah.
And every type of art. And then that's basically the only thing. You need to enjoy the learning. You need to learn from the right people and you need to get inspired immediately straight from the beginning. Otherwise, you're going to give up pretty quick. That's at least my own experience every time I wanted to try something new out.
These are one of the most important points. And another one is that you shouldn't give up in the beginning when something might feel a bit overwhelming or too hard to read. Because I think a lot of us know that when we start learning something new and we realize how much there actually is to learn, or like that we basically start from zero, we sort of tend to get frustrated pretty quickly or also along the way. But we sort of need to overcome this feeling. I've felt it multiple times when I learned 3D or started learning 3D, because I felt like, how am I ever going to be able to create something out of it if I don't really like... At this point, I maybe only know 1%. So how am I going to create something? And you just need a really good motivation to actually overcome that feeling. And
I personally failed many times myself to overcome that feeling that you were talking about, because it is so hard to overcome. It is that feeling of like, there's so many things on your mind. It might be that you have like millions of other things in your life at the moment, and you sort of feel like, I want to focus on this because this is my main thing. And then like diving into new subjects constantly like feels a bit complicated. And in 2019, I thought I made the decision of starting 3D. I bought all the software and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like put all of my time into this. And then I just had so many other things in my mind that I never really started. And when I watched tutorials, it seemed too complicated and it just scared me away. And that happens naturally to so many people, including me. And it wasn't until I actually realized and got inspired that I like wanted to make the switch and like sort of, okay, this is it. Now I'm actually going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that idea that this is it, now I want to actually do it, you have to commit to it. If you don't commit to that, it will happen that you stop immediately and then you feel like, oh, I can't really learn anything, blah, blah, blah. And it's an endless sort of cycle with all new things that you want to try out in life.
Yeah, it definitely requires a lot of discipline and dedication as well. Of course, as we said in the beginning, we are really privileged that we can just work on the things that we're passionate about however we want. Like, we make our own schedule, but... Also, people who work full-time, they do have the chance to set the time up in a way that after work, they're able to work on it for a few hours. But then, of course, the motivation might not be as big enough, because maybe if you even work in a job that either tires you a lot, like you're really exhausted after that, or you don't really like it, you're just happy to be home and basically shut down for the next day. But if you really want to learn this skill, you need to be dedicated and actually dive into it and sort of push yourself a little to do it after work.
Yeah, so I personally think there's no excuse. I mean, of course there are excuses, but I think when you actually are passionate about something, no matter what went on your day in job or like whatever, you should still be excited to learn about the things that you are passionate about.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you don't find the energy to do that, then you are always going to sit still and be like basically not enjoying what you're doing. And I just think it's really important to devote a lot of time to the things that you actually love doing. So as Michelle said, if you're working a job that you hate, I think it's a perfect balance to work on something that you love. And it's definitely not easy. It takes a lot of time and effort to learn something new and actually like master something. But if you do truly enjoy doing it, I don't think there should be an issue with that. I don't think there should be excuses or why not to do it. Because if you like to do it, I am myself at least a person who then just dives into it and forces myself to sort of stick to it. And I, of course, fail myself as well from time to time. And I do have a lot of other things in my life as well, although they're heavily related on stuff that I love to do. But there's still a lot of other things. It's not like 3D is the only thing in my life, although recently it sort of has been. But I mean it in a way that we all have things in life that we have to do on top of the things that we actually like want to do. Work, I have business related stuff that sometimes I don't feel like doing, but I just have to do it. So then I quickly do that and then I move back to the stuff that I love to do.
So basically the most important points are passion, repetition, or like creating a routine out of it. Then also choosing the right sources or the right teachers.
And now from this, we want to move to our next thing about learning, which is very, very harmful to a lot of people and hard to realize if you don't really pay attention to it. So in the beginning, when you first start learning something, there are people who immediately give up and don't even try. But then there's the people who actually try to stick to it a bit and they start learning more and more about the thing slowly. And the moment you start to learn something and you sort of feel like, oh, like now I understand way more. Like you maybe know in 3D how to create a cave. You maybe know how to move a light around. You maybe know how to add fog. And there's tons of new information coming into your brain that is sort of like creating this illusion that you know so much, when in reality you are at that 1% mark. And if you stay at that point that you feel like you know everything already and you only use the skills that you've already learned, it doesn't leave that much room for improvement anymore. So you need to be careful to not get stuck. And I personally think it's really important to constantly have a mind in the beginning that you are a total beginner, no matter how many things you're learning.
And what Julius was talking about right now is really connected to the Dunning-Kruger effect. As he said, in the beginning, you learn a lot of different things. You get really excited about it, that you're under the illusion that you already know a lot. And then, of course, you might not really continue learning because you have the feeling that you might be able to create whatever you want to create already. But then there's also the next step where you actually learn more and then you tend to realize that you don't know anything that yet, that you're really at the very, very beginning of learning cinema 4D. And that's basically when the demotivation kicks in, when the frustration kicks in, because you actually realize that you're at that 1%. And that's also a reason a lot of people, or like the point where a lot of people give up.
Yeah, so there's pretty much two points where people give up. It's the first point before even starting, watching the tutorials or maybe opening a program or whatever it is that you want to learn. And then you realize, oh, this is too complicated, and you give up. And then there's that other point where you sort of realize that you come down from a high. You're like, oh, I know so much, now I can create whatever. And then you come crashing down when you realize that, oh, I can't really do this. And I don't really know enough yet. Let's say you're working on a really complicated scene and you're excited that now you know how to do trees, you know how to do fog, you know how to do the lighting and so on. Then you run into an issue again. And that brings you to the point where you realize that, oh, I don't really know anything. And that's when, as Michelle said, people give up. So there's two points and you need to overcome both of these situations in order to actually start learning efficiently.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to learn a lot of information quickly, but it's also really easy to get demotivated quickly when you realize that you don't really know that much yet. Mm. And that is called the Dunning-Kruger effect, and it's very common. It happens to a lot of people. And there might be a person in your life that reminds you right now. It's like that type of person who has just started something and they talk to you in a way like they would know everything about it. And you might think like, what does this person really know? Like he started this thing like 2 days ago.
Mm.
And a lot of people think that those people are annoying, but it's just a natural thing that happens in people's brain.
It also happens to us.
But to everyone.
Yeah, but luckily we are able to overcome it somehow. At some point, we probably got stuck.
I think the reason why we're able to overcome it nowadays is because we already had this feeling so many times. We already overcome it so many times. So every time it becomes easier and easier.
And we're also aware of it. That's also another reason.
You sort of have to be aware of it. Because if you're not aware of it, you're always going to be like slightly stuck, or you're never really going to go to the level of learning that brings you to the point where you are actually good.
And to overcome that demotivation, you really need to be consistent. You really need to continue learning and getting also seeking for inspiration, and maybe also talking to people who already know a bit more than you do.
Yeah. And I think also it's really important for people who are, for example, working a job that they don't really like, or there's like a lot of annoying stuff going on in life in general. It's really, really important to try to distance yourself from those things while you are learning something new. Because if you are super, like, sort of unfocused and you have tons of other things in your mind, you can't really deeply get into it. You will be way more efficient if you find a way to somehow calm yourself down and focus only on that one thing. And I get into that mood every time. I feel like when I go into a 3D program, no matter how much other things are going in life, I get so deeply into it. And you know that.
Yeah.
I might not even like feel like I'm in this world. I'm just in a whole new world of like enjoying what I'm doing. And that's sort of the feeling where a lot of people should be able to get to, because that's when you're truly going to learn more. So two things: try to get really deeply into that new thing that you're learning without distractions. And also you need to forget what you already know. You need to always keep your mind fresh and sort of open for the new things that you can learn. So if you always focus just on the things that you already know, it's sort of going to confuse your learning process, and it might be that you're not really challenging yourself enough.
Challenging yourself is a really important part of actually progressing and actually sort of increasing the learning curve.
So what would you say our quick sort of recap would be? Because this is not really rocket science. There's only a few things you need to keep in mind. And we talked about all of those things, in my opinion, already.
Yeah.
And it's just this like combination of... And I just think the most important thing is to be super self-aware of what type of person you are and how do you actually learn in the most efficient way.
And of course, we need to take in consideration that there are different types of people. Some people might need a little bit longer to process the knowledge that they gain than others, and that's completely normal.
Yeah, and that's really important to like remember. It's like people have different situations. Me and Michelle are very fortunate to be able to put as much time as we want into these new things that we're learning. So that's a very big sort of plus. But all of the things that we talked about is sort of the combination of why we're able to learn so quickly. And it might be that you only have 2 hours in a day to learn new stuff. But if you don't do it in an efficient way, and if you don't really understand how you can learn in the most efficient way, you're not really gonna learn quickly or learn at all. So I think it's just really important to be self-aware of the person you are and the learner you are.
To sum it up, how you can actually learn quicker or faster is that you definitely need some sort of passion for what you're doing and what you're learning. And you also need to learn to enjoy the journey and not just basically focus on the goal. You need to enjoy learning and enjoy progressing every single day. And you really need to be aware that you can't really be good from the beginning and that you might get frustrated along the way, but that you will be able to basically overcome those steps. And then at some point you realize that you already know a lot. And also repetition is a really, really important point, because if you Like, for example, in school, if you only learn it once for an exam, you might forget it completely after that immediately. But if you want to learn efficiently, you actually need to repeat the things that you learn in order for them to actually stay in your long-term memory and not just only in your short-term memory.
Naturally, we could talk about this for a very, very long time, but we want this episode to be short and sort of show that it's not rocket science. There's only a few things that you really need to think about. And these are really simple things. It's not like we do something magical to learn something quicker. We sort of just know where our skill sets are and we know how we can learn efficiently because we've done so many things and learned so many things already in our lives that are not school related, because the school sort of gives the fundamentals for learning.
Mm.
And it's important to sort of realize what type of a learner you are on your own without school, and then sort of put it into test. Everything that you learn every single time, try to replicate it or put it into test constantly.
Of course, there are more qualified people than us, and we're not professionals when it comes to how to learn the most efficient, but we just wanted to talk about our own experiences here.
And that's basically what the whole podcast is about. It's just our experiences, and we always say that we're not professionals, and we're not. We're just two people who love what we do, and we just want to share our sort of thought process when it comes to creating and all of that. So yeah, that's our episode about learning. I hope you got at least something out of it. Well, always after like a week of not doing this, we're sort of out of it, and then it doesn't feel as structured maybe as we would like to, but we try to keep this as consistent as possible and do these episodes weekly. I think for us it would be better to just film multiple episodes at once to sort of get into the mood of recording these podcasts. But yeah, that's this week's episode. This is the Beneath the Surface podcast, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.